today about this passage from the first letter to the Corinthians, especially this line, "For Christ had not sent me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power." It's that last phrase that I think is a hooker. What was Corinth like? Well, it was a Greek city, of course. And typically, the Greeks were enamored of wisdom. This is in the same letter where Paul will talk about being a fool for Christ, and Christ, God opposing the wisdom of this world to the foolishness of the cross. And it is apparent in this business of, I belong to Apollos, Cephas, I belong to Christ. As one commentator puts it, he says, these were seen as the gurus, you know, the leaders, the people who spoke with great eloquence, because eloquence was in very high regard at this time too, and so wisdom dressed out in all this lovely language. And Paul is disturbed by that, because it's basically a distraction. I mean, what do you come to believe in? It's very easy to want, you know, that book, that guru, that set of principles that's going to enlighten you. No, that's kind of religion as a spectator sport. He's talking about the cross of Christ and its power. What does that mean? Is it some magical thing that you wear a cross like I do and all of a sudden God's going to, you know, sort of do God's business on your head? No. When Paul talks about the cross of Christ, he's talking about implicitly why Christ got crucified in the first place. He's talking about a way of living. In other words, it's an absolutely existential thing. That is, if you believe in this message of Jesus, then you have to replicate in your own life the same kind of existence, this radically open existence that Jesus had to everybody else. You see, it is totally different from this nice, tidy, clean business of, oh, I'm going to get wisdom and then I'm going to have life by the short and curlies. We all want that, I think. Go to the self-help section of chapters today. It's enormous. No, Paul is saying, no, if you buy into that view of religion, you're missing the boat. It is the power of this man's life that cost him his life, as a matter of fact. It is the power of God and his participation in that. So it is the difference between standing outside of something and standing inside of something. Of having your life altered by a whole different way of living, not just having a bunch of nifty ideas in your head, reading Khalil Gibran, for example, or all the other kind of gurus that we have running around today. Deepak Chopra. These guys are making enormous amounts of money by saying, I'm going to solve all your problems. Dr. Laura, come to me, all you who labor and have family problems, and I'm going to solve them for you. No. The Christian is absolutely, as the French say, engagé, engaged in a whole different way of living. And of course, this was as countercultural then as it is now, because wisdom is a nice, aristocratic, safe, elevated sort of life. It does not get into the grit and the grime of really trying to love people, everybody, especially the poor. So, this is what he's talking about. I don't want you guys to be distracted. I don't want you to be misled, because this is going to be a constant. If you read the rest of the letter to the Corinthians, not just 1 Corinthians, but it gets worse in 2 Corinthians, there's this tendency to want to just have these nifty ideas, which was, you know, part of Greek culture. Wisdom, whim, Sophia, you know, oh, give me wisdom. Well, that's also what Bonhoeffer would call cheap grace. No. It's a way of living. And to live that way is to feel the power of the cross, because it is crucifying. But that's the real truth, the truth of one's life, not just the truth of one's ideas.